Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? All right, guys, you ready to meet your new classmates?
Yeah!
He is a country music star and a judge on CMT's Can You Duet? Please welcome Big Kenny! Wow! I have seen a lot of pictures of you. I do not believe I have ever seen this one before. You look like the kid that may have gone to the principal's office once or twice.
Oh, dude. I gotta be honest with you, I ended up there a few times. Sometimes I never liked bullies very much either.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But most of the time it was always for the good way of him to pat me on the back and say, great job, son, great job. Yeah.
You're playing for charity.
Yes.
Tell everybody who you're playing for today.
I'm playing for kids everywhere. I'm playing for kids to have a right to education everywhere, here and abroad. Our fund called Love Everybody was able to get a school completed this year 45 kilometers outside of a war zone in the middle of Sudan.
Wow, man, that is so cool. You know, it's been a few years since you've been in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
So I've got some help for you. We let you cheat in here off some very smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. We have Zach.
Danielle.
And Malachi.
Malachi.
All right, Kenny, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Danielle, she is so pretty. Woo! Yeah!
See, I kind of knew you were going to go ladies first. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you how this is going to work, Kenny. You're going to take a little test with us. 10 subjects, first grade through the fifth grade. You could win $250,000 today. Sound good?
That would be good. That would be good.
All right, everybody, let's find out, is Big Kenny smarter than a fifth grader? Where would you recommend Big Kenny start?
Third grade social studies.
Third grade social studies, but it's up to you, boss.
My daddy that said to start at the bottom and work your way up. So I'm gonna start down here at some stuff that I may have a chance at, Jeff. And I'm gonna go first grade vocabulary.
First grade vocabulary, all right. Here is the question. By definition, a game of solitaire is played by how many people? By definition, a game of solitaire is played by how many people? Danielle has locked her answer in.
I am solitaire, and therefore I am one.
You are one. One is absolutely right. Give the man $500. All right. Let's add to it. Where to, brother?
Music! Oh, wow. First grade literature.
First grade literature, all right. Here's the question. Jacob and Wilhelm were two German brothers known for collecting and publishing fairy tales like Rumpelstiltskin and Sleeping Beauty. What was their last name? Jacob and Wilhelm were two German brothers known for collecting and publishing fairy tales like Rumpelstiltskin and Sleeping Beauty. What was their last name? Danielle has locked in her answer. What are you thinking?
Man, I think what I would do is just copy right off her paper, just a little sneak right over there.
All right, wants to lock in the copy. And if she wasn't here, the situation might be grim.
It might be.
Because the two German brothers were the Brothers Grimm.
I love that.
If Danielle said Grimm, you got $1,000. If she didn't, we're back down to zero. Danielle said Grimm!
My lady.
Is that a girl? subjects on the board. You got $1,000.
Second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science. All right.
Here is the question. True or false? Bats nurse their babies with milk. True or false? Bats nurse their babies with milk. Danielle's locked in her answer.
I'm thinking they do. I don't know why. They seem to me more like a mammal than a bird.
All right. Well, that's your gut.
That's my gut. I'll go with that. No. So there you go.
You think they do? You think the answer is true? All right. You think it's true or false?
True.
You think it's true? I think you're both right.
Yeah!
You got another $1,000. Don't go away. We're on our way to $250,000 in the classroom. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Big Kenny is in the class today, playing for charity. Three for three. Time to pick another classmate.
Malachi.
Oh, yeah. How are you, buddy?
Malachi.
We're going to win him some money.
Feel a little vibe going on here. All right. Where would you like to go next, Kenny?
Jeff, I've had some gastronomical problems in my life, and therefore I'm going to go with astronomy.
Second grade astronomy. All right, it's a $1,000 question. Here it is. True or false? Jupiter is so large that all of the rest of the planets in our solar system could fit inside it. True or false? Jupiter is so large that all the rest of the planets in our solar system could fit inside it. Malachi has locked in his answer.
I'm going to say that is true.
That's your gut feeling? You want to lock that in?
I'm going to lock it in.
Locking it in.
Big Kenny, Big Jupiter. Big Kenny, Big Jupiter.
You know what? Big $1,000 added to your total. You're exactly right. There we go. There we go. We are on a roll. Four down, six to go.
I'd like to ask my friend Malachi.
Sure.
Social studies.
Social studies.
That's it, social studies.
Third grade social studies it is. Here's the question. In the U.S. Army, which of the following officer classes ranks the highest? Captain, lieutenant, or major? Now, I will tell you this. The highest ranking officer in my house is called wife. It's not any of these, so.
Well, that's pretty much how I report to, sir, ma'am, madam. I'm gonna say that I think that major is above captain.
Okay. You want to lock that in?
Lock it.
Let's see what Malachi's. What'd you say?
Major.
You said major? Great minds think alike. Yeah, the right answer is major. Yeah. Whoa! Yeah. Five subjects remain. Which one would you like next, Kenny?
Let's go to fourth grade geography.
Fourth grade world geography. All right. Here's the fourth grade question. At over 16,050 feet above sea level, Vinson Massif is the highest mountain on what continent? At over 16,050 feet above sea level, Vinson Massif is the highest mountain on what continent? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
I really don't have a large clue. I have a large globe that sits beside me in my office when I come to questions like this. I've learned to be resourceful, but I haven't learned this one. My gosh, you'll never forget this one again, Big Kenny. And therefore, you're going to take a little peek.
You want to lock that in?
I'm going to lock that in.
Lock it in. Want a peek at Malachi's paper. All right. Take a look at the board. Malachi said that he thinks that Vinson Massif is on the continent of Antarctica.
I'm going to trust him. I like it. I'm going to confirm that right here with the
locking
down of that big gray button. Woo!
You have a very trustworthy face. And you have a very good brain. Antarctica is right. Don't go away. We're working our way to a quarter of a million. Wow. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Big Kenny is in the classroom with us. We're trying to love everybody
love
today.
Everybody.
And win some money for the Love Everybody Foundation to go help folks around the world that have next to nothing. We have Zach up on the podium with us. Hey, buddy, how are you today? If you had to recommend one, what would you say?
I'm pretty good at U.S. history.
I'm still got to work my way up. I don't know what it is. I gotta do measurements.
No. Third grade measurements, here is the question. If Malachi has 10 dozen video games, how many scores of video games does he have? If Malachi has 10 dozen video games, how many scores of video games does he have? All right, Zach has locked in his answer.
A dozen score. I'll go with it. If it doesn't, I'll be saved. I know it.
Say a dozen. The score is 20, not 12. So the correct answer is 6, not a dozen. This $9,000 that the Love Everybody Foundation has right now is in jeopardy unless your classmate Zach said 6. Zach said 6! Zach. All right, unfortunately, you have to go back to your desk because you are now out of cheats.
Means I'm on my own.
You're on your own. You've got fourth grade U.S. history, fifth grade math, fifth grade music.
Fifth grade music.
Fifth grade music.
Fifth grade. Bring it on now.
Fifth grade.
Bring it on. Come on, Zach.
It is. Born in 1685. J.S. Bach was one of the greatest composers in the history of music. What do the initials J.S. stand for? Born in 1685, J.S. Bach was one of the greatest composers in the history of music. What do the initials J.S. stand for?
Oh, God, one of these days people will be going back in time going, what did the initials B.I.G. stand for? I'm going to say it was John Sebastian Bach, one of the greatest composers. All I can do is win.
What does B.I.G. stand for?
Big!
Actually, in German, John in English is Johann. In German, it is Johann Sebastian Bach. We're giving you the money on that one. Subjects remain. U.S. history or math?
As a carpenter, I had to learn to read a lot of measuring tapes, so I'm gonna go with math and hope that it's something like figuring out the long angle of a climb.
It is worth $5,000.
$5,000.
Don't hit the button too quickly. Here's the question.
Come on.
A Venn diagram is composed of a minimum of how many circles?
Then I'm gonna keep it as simple as I possibly can as I started from the beginning and go with Venn. I'm gonna say 2 and I'm gonna lock that in.
Boy, I don't know how to tell you this.
Come on, dude. Give me some good news.
Take a look at this. Green Busted. Things, slimy things, boogers. That is a Venn diagram. You're absolutely right. We're tracking $250,000 right here. Here's today's extra credit question. What is the most frequently used letter in the alphabet? Is it A, R, B, I, or C, E? Before the break, we asked, what's the most frequently used letter in the alphabet? The answer is C, E. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Big Kitty is in the classroom today trying to win money for the Love Everybody Foundation. All right, brother, we're down to the last question.
Fourth grade U.S. history.
The fourth grade U.S. history question is, Benjamin Franklin signed the Declaration of Independence as a representative from which new state?
How about the Liberty Bell? And that's how I kind of remember. In the great state of Pennsylvania, sits the Liberty Bell. And I'm going to say that it is Pennsylvania, Benjamin Franklin. Yeah, yeah!
Lock it down.
The correct answer is Pennsylvania. You just made it. Got a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. But let me tell you this about it. We could take that $25,000 to $250,000. You see the subject, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. Here's the subject of the bonus question.
World history.
World history.
Ooh. World history, man.
Now, because you've won more than $2,500, even if you miss it, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader will write you a check for $2,500 for the Love Everybody Foundation.
I believe there's so much good energy in this room right now, and so much good energy coming from these kids, everybody out there, everywhere, that it's just worth me just doing it. I've got to do it. I've got to try.
Today's bonus question is this. While leading a search for the seven golden cities, which Spanish conquistador became the first European to explore present-day New Mexico and Arizona? While leading a search for the seven golden cities, which Spanish conquistador became the first European to explore present-day New Mexico and Arizona?
Jeff, I'm having a hard time with this one, brother. That the only thing that even comes close to this to me is Christopher Columbus, and I'm pretty doggone sure that ain't right. Big Kenny says Christopher Columbus. I don't.
Christopher Columbus.
What is the Spanish conquistador's name, by the way?
I hate to tell you this, it is
Tostito.
Not Christopher Columbus. It is Francisco Vasquez Coronado.
Everybody knows that.
Coronado. Oh,
Coronado.
Exploring the cities of gold. I thought that might hit Coronado. But like I said, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We'll write you a check for $2,500 for the Love Everybody Foundation. Thank you. Thank you for what you do around the world.
Thank you.
One little piece of business we have before you leave. There is a camera there, and we like confessions here. Is there anything you would like to confess?
Yes, there is, Jeff. Big Kenny can write number one hit songs, but he is not smarter than a fifth grader.
Goodbye, everybody.